All right, what's going on today? You guys just staring at each other like really, really intensely.
So we're on episode, what is this, 97 right now? 98, maybe 96, depending on the time that we drop it.
Depending on the order we drop stuff, yeah. Too. I mean, now you just like put pressure on me. Though, yeah.
The whole thing. Now I just put pressure, so.
We're in the high 90s. How about that?
We're in the high 90s.
Yeah.
So will we say that we went for quality over quantity or quantity over quality?
That remains to be seen.
So you, the viewers, need to let us know because that's the big conversation right now happening at Disney with Bob Iger in Bob Chapek.
Butcher, it's fine. Go for it.
Jimmy, butcher of names. Bob's out, Bob's in. So that's one of the big conversations that's happening right now with Marvel. Did they issue a lot more quantity versus quality?
Yeah, apparently they're looking over their slate of Phase 5 movies to see if they can... chop that down or add or subtract or divide
or modify.
Yeah.
Maybe make it better. So that's the big conversation. Do we feel that Marvel has just become an output machine disregarding quality, or did Endgame and Infinity War just raise the bar so high that everything after it looks crappy?
I don't think Endgame and Infinity War set a high bar. Well, to that extent, I think that they just came out with a lot of quantity in Phase 4. And not quality or quantity as in the physical, like what we're seeing. I think storytelling-wise, I think they just threw too much out there to where they're trying to incorporate all these characters together at the end again.
Or do we feel it's just a rehash that we don't see the end game picture, quote unquote?
I mean, it's possible. They might not be, and I think it's a storytelling issue that you don't see the big picture.
Yeah,
but I think that's one of the main issues that everyone's complaining about. There's no cohesion. You're not seeing where it's connected, and it's okay. You know, you can't make everyone happy because they're complaining. At first, they complained that they were too connected. And then when they wasn't connected, now they're complaining that it's not connected enough. I understand why they want to change it up. I understand the criticism of the quality of the quantity over quality, because it doesn't feel like some of the movies haven't been up to par on the shows. Like, not the same quality that we've expected from Marvel.
I think the quantity issue comes in with the emergence of so many shows.
With the basically Disney Plus.
Right.
Because before, Phase 1, 2, and 3 did not have any shows associated to it. It was right. Just movies.
So you're just connecting movies. Now you have to connect movies and shows.
But not necessarily, because not all of them are connecting. Some will, some might not. We don't know if Moon Knight will connect.
Which is something that I think needs to be, or I think they're trying to, or they need to figure out whether the shows are going to be incorporated into the movies in the long run when we get to Secret Wars, or is the show just going to be its own thing with the movies referring to each other but not actually like jamming together?
But they are. I mean, perfect example is WandaVision and Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
But
you couldn't have watched one without the other, like to get the full story.
You could have.
Well, it enhanced everything, though.
Yeah. It enhanced the story. You could have watched it without it.
No, but you needed to see the loss of her kids.
Yeah.
To understand why she was so hell-bent on getting
But that was planned. Like, people knew that was coming. And I think one of the issues with Phase 4, the pandemic didn't help. It put a lot of things off, so then stuff was truncated, and there wasn't that space that you would have normally had. So a lot of things were... A lot of movies and projects were delayed and then came out altogether.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic probably did have something to do with it, but it's... So, okay, they tied in Doctor Strange with WandaVision, but are they going to tie in She-Hulk with... Whatever. Are they going to tie in Daredevil with whatever on the big screen? I mean, is it all going to get tied in? Is it most going to get tied in? Is like 50% of it going to get tied in? That's the big question.
Yeah, no, we don't know. I mean, at the end of all these shows, it's this person will return. We didn't know Wanda was going to be a major antagonist in Doctor Strange. We just saw after WandaVision, Wanda and Vision will return.
Yeah.
That's all we knew. We knew they were still out there. We didn't know when we'd see them again.
And then you're getting stuff added to the slate after the big announcements. Because after San Diego Comic-Con, they gave us the big wall of reveals. But then they added the Thunderbolts. Then they added, you know, this new Vision Quest show that's supposedly going to come out. So they keep adding things in there to kind of just...
Well, they're there. We saw that there were slots for them. We just didn't know what.
Right. Yeah. But it's like with... are they throwing it in there just to fill holes, or is it part of the storytelling process, or they have had gaps that they had to fill with these characters?
You don't know. The Thunderbolts, you could see it. You could see that coming based on what they were peppering in those other shows and movies. Like, you kind of knew that was coming.
Yeah, but
you know,
how do they incorporate it into the story is what remains to be seen. Like, did it need to be at that part, or could it have come later? Could it have been its own separate thing? I mean,
well, for example, in that case, they're getting to it because they're introducing characters, which I'm fine. I'm fine with them peppering place with characters, and you might see them later. I don't think you necessarily have to see everybody. It's cool to see that these shows take place in the same world. You may or may not see some of them, or all of them, or any of them. But they're there, like just like in comic books. You know, right. In the same world, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're always going to cross over. The possibility is there. They may not. But there's been a quality issue. We've seen it with some movies.
With the VFX. We've seen it with the movies and with the shows, because we can't say that all shows are created equal. We can't say all movies are created equal.
Well, no, but I can understand why a show doesn't look like a movie.
No, I'm saying within the shows. Within the group of shows, there's some shows that look better and have a better story than others.
But fair. But quantity could affect that, because that was one of the issues with the design teams, that they were being overworked. Because they had so many things happening.
Because that's the same teams we're working on. And that's an issue. If you have the same teams, there's going to be a quality problem.
Right. So much quantity led to the quality in the visuals that we were seeing. And then in the storytelling.
The visuals for sure have been a problem in phase four with some projects. And that, when you get into tight deadlines, that's with, not just with Marvel, that's with any movie. When you have those tight deadlines, and it gets to the point of, it's got to come out this date, whether it looks good or bad. Which, to me, that's like a detriment to the film, because...
Yeah, you're not doing yourself any justice.
If it doesn't look as good, it takes you out of the movie. If you go, oh, I don't like the way that looks, boom, you're out of the movie, your mindset is not now in that story. You're now focusing on it, the imperfections.
But then you have Avatar Way of Water that's taken 10 years to make.
Yeah, but that's its own little world. If you can be James Cameron, take 10 years on a movie because you're James Cameron. You know, his movies made $1 billion, so they could be, hey, take your time, buddy. Take your time.
But not too much time. I mean, there's still like four more after this, yeah. You know?
Maybe.
I want to see him in my lifetime.
Maybe, but there's an issue we've seen it, and it's not like the quality of every phase four. Eternals looked great. I know some people didn't like it because it's a very different movie from what we're used to.
But the story wasn't good.
It wasn't excellent. It wasn't bad.
I agree. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good, though.
It had a problem with some movies have, especially the beginning. The villain sucks. If the villain sucks and there's nothing for the heroes to interact with, it's an unbalanced movie.
They have an existential crisis.
But right. You know what happens? But they kind of spoiled us, because they gave us Loki. They gave us Thanos. Like, we had good villains in phase one, and we haven't really had that in phase two, which is what people feel. Like, the first few phases had some good villains. This one, shaky at best. We're hoping Kang becomes something great, because we don't really have... like, really good villains in this phase.
To me, it's just they got too many characters out there, man. They're throwing just characters. She-Hulk, Moon Knight, all the Thunderbolts. There's, like, what, 7 characters in there. Every show that comes out, they introduce a new character or a new potential character, like with Young Avengers. They have so many people wandering the universe that how does it tie together? Does it need to tie together? I think they're trying to make too much with what they have.
I 100% agree with you. I think we just should have stayed with... I mean, it's a catch-22. If we stay with our current characters, you know, we get a Strange, a Black Panther, you know, a Winter Soldier movie. But then that's it. Like, they're not going to build upon that. You know, like, I could see them trying to appeal to all generations, which is what Ms. Marvel did, which is what She-Hulk did. It's different outside than the regular hardcore Marvel moviegoer, let's call it.
Look at the introduction of new characters during the first 3 phases. They weren't that many. You had Winter Soldier, you had T'Challa, you had Wanda. You didn't have that many characters.
Well, before Avengers, most of them had their own little movies.
Yeah, but it was a one character. It was focused on one character, maybe two.
Well, a side character, like Hawkeye came out in Thor.
Right.
Black Widow came out in Iron Man. They weren't strong enough to have their own
movie
or presentation, so they had to be secondary characters in a bigger movie.
But then you had the shows come in, and they just started throwing characters to fill these slots for these shows. And now, more characters came out in phase 4 than phase 1, 2, and 3 put together.
Well, because you need to introduce new people. Those, you know, you can't have the same actors play these characters forever. So they have to bring in different characters for you to watch. Because we don't have Iron Man anymore. We don't have Cap anymore. You don't have Widow anymore.
No, I get it. I get it.
So but you need to introduce these new characters. And it's fine. You can introduce 100 million characters. Look at Star Wars. Star Wars has unlimited number of characters. You don't follow all of them.
And look at the quality issue Star Wars has. Let's be real. Mandalorian and Andor, now it's getting better. But the last three movies were...
Star Wars is a little bit different in that their quality picked up with the shows. The teams behind the Disney Plus shows is different from what the films were.
But even they're struggling a little bit because you can't tell me Book of Boba Fett could stand next to Mandalorian.
No, but that's just one, man.
Well, they haven't had as many as Marvel.
I understand, but you have, for example...
Quantity.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. That's where I'm going. Thank you for leading there. Yeah. That's where I'm going. They focused on Mandalorian. They did season one and two. They did Book of Boba Fett, trash, and or phenomenal.
But you're also missing the animated shows. They brought back the last season of Clone Wars. These are all connected.
Yeah.
They brought in Bad Batch.
Okay.
They've been working on it. It's a remember the team on Star Wars is smaller than the Marvel one.
Listen, the animated Star Wars stuff to me in my world doesn't count.
That's fine, but it does. Those characters are in there, so they do count. They're the same.
But a world as big as Star Wars and a world as big as Marvel, they rival each other. Yet Star Wars has been able to do it better on a smaller scale
because they focused on certain characters.
Yes,
they haven't. Yes, there's 100 million side characters, but the main characters are way reduced than Marvel does. Marvel's trying to throw out there 100 main characters.
Yeah, but you have to understand that some of those characters are more well-known than the few characters that are well-known Star Wars characters. For the general audience, for example.
For the general audience,
for the general audience, there's more known characters in Marvel than there's in Star Wars.
Let's be real.
I
don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Only
I'm
real
about for the general. I'm not talking about toys. Because there's been a lot more film and TV for Marvel products and Star Wars.
I don't think the general audience knows who the Young Avengers are. I don't think I don't think the general audience knows who Moon Knight is.
No one's worried about the Young Avengers except the people trying to sell you comics.
But I'm saying general movie going audience. I don't think they know who the Thunderbolts are. I don't think they know who Yelena Belova was until she got the Black Widow movie.
They didn't know there was another Black Widow.
They saw the show, they did.
If they saw the show, but the general audience before that came out, they're not aware of all these characters that exist in the comics as they do in the movie.
No, but I'm talking about the general audience that's viewed the movies and shows. I'm not talking about the comics. I'm talking about what's in movies and TV.
That's what I'm saying. The general audience doesn't know these characters as well as you think they do.
The only two new characters that Star Wars has introduced outside of the movies was Mando and Grogu. That's it. And there was a whole show behind it. The rest have been established characters. Obi-Wan and Vader. Andor was the guy in Andor was in Rogue One.
Yeah.
So they haven't, like to Paul's point, created...
He's in one movie.
But they still know him. They haven't created all these characters. You're following Hawkeye Jr. You're following Scarlet Widow Jr. You're even following an Iron Man Jr. with Riri.
Right. Who's Scarlet Widow Jr.?
Yelena,
dude.
Black Widow. It's like the new version of him. Yeah, Marvel has a quantity problem with characters. There's a lot out there.
But they're not all main characters.
Right, but they're still characters.
I know, but any movie that has someone on screen has characters.
I know, but it's a lot. I mean, just the Eternals, how many characters you get there?
Yeah, like what, seven gods? Six gods? Whatever
seven Eternals, whatever it is, yeah.
Seven, eight? I mean, yeah.
It's fine. It's a movie. If you watch a movie you've never seen before, every character is new for you.
Yeah, but you're trying to connect so many characters. You're trying to connect all of these people and all of these teams and all of these stories. It's a hard thing to do.
And I agree with you. You see a new movie, you see all these eight characters. But when I'm done with that movie, I don't expect to see these characters again. Now I have to remember that there are three gods that are still alive. And yet there's multiple thousands of them robots around the universe.
You don't have to remember anything. When the next movie comes out, you get a refresher or you can watch the movie. It's not like a homework that you have to do. You don't have to remember for 4 or 5 years. You can watch the movie again right before I go, oh yeah, that's who that was.
Dude, to watch Marvel again at this point from the beginning is impossible.
You don't have to watch everything. Yeah, you don't have to watch everything.
You do to a degree.
I want to say you have to watch everything. But I mean, when Eternals 2, if Eternals 2 come out, like, you have to go watch Eternals 1. And then you have to figure out if anything, if anybody in the Eternals did something in a Thor movie, in a Doctor Strange movie, in an Avengers movie, to see how that connects to that Eternals movie.
Look, perfect example. The Eternals that we're talking about had all the gods, opened up this whole new world. We have all these giant beings out there. But then you have freaking Jon Snow pick up a sword at the end, and then you have Blade come in.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell does that, like, remember?
But most people don't even know that unless they went online to find out that that's supposed to be Blade.
But they know somebody spoke to him, don't pick up the sword yet.
But you're thinking about it as a completionist. That's just like comics. You don't have to read every comic that's published. If there's like a massive crossover, you don't have to read every book. You can read the one you want.
No, but it's like the next Doctor Strange movie. You got to go back and say, okay, what was Doctor Strange doing? How did he get that third eye again?
Who's this blonde girl?
Yeah, like, why is he in space when he was just...
Guys, but you're talking about sequels. Anytime you have a sequel, you need to watch the one before if you want to get a refresher. But if
Doctor Strange comes out in like a team movie before his next movie, then you have to connect those dots.
Oh, well.
Then it's like, why does this guy have a third eye in his forehead?
Yeah.
How many James Bond movies do you have to watch the next one?
Even when, like... If Thor sees Doctor Strange again, he's going to be like, why do you got a third eye in your forehead, bro?
He'll tell him. And it's just like any movie. If you haven't watched it, there's some piece in there that tells you why that's going on.
I think us talking about so many characters fits the narrative of quantity. Like, there's so many characters out there. And yeah, they might not be all main characters, but there's still characters that have been talked about, touched on, and have a purpose in the universe. To what that extent is, we don't know yet. We may not never know what some of these characters do. We never know what Hawkeye Jr. does.
Yeah,
Ant-Man Jr. too.
Oh, you do have Ant-Man Jr. But just, look at this. I mean, we could probably rattle off 50 new people that they've introduced since Phase 4.
True, but you can always introduce as many characters as you want.
But should
not all of them are integral to the story.
The cluster bomb that's going to be Kang is going to be spectacular.
Yes.
Because it's going to be Kang. It's going to be the Pharaoh. It's the one that never was.
Yeah. Oh,
it's going to be Mr. Fantastic's uncle. That's going to be a cluster bomb.
No, and Jonathan Majors is going to be playing a different version of Kang every time we see him.
Right.
Listen, I like movies where you have to pay attention or you get lost. Like, if I want to see a popcorn movie where I don't have to pay attention to anything and I can walk away and come back and I know what's going on, it's fine. But a film... good, you know, whether it's complicated or not, where you have to pay attention. Where if you walk away for 20 minutes, you come back, oh shit, what's going on? Like, I don't want to pay to watch that. A movie where, like, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go to the bathroom because I'm going to come back in 20 minutes and I haven't missed anything because the same thing's going to happen.
You have Black Panther Jr. now.
Yeah, you do.
Why Jr.?
His son.
Yeah?
This is Jr.
No,
Shuri.
Jr. I'm talking about Jr. as like the character.
You're just doing that for characters, yeah.
You got Jr. in the Black Panther. I just
lost track after George tells me he likes to watch movies, he needs to pay attention to it. Like, that's just such a surreal comment. Like,
how is that a surreal comment?
It's just so out of place. Like, we all watch things to pay attention.
There are people that don't care if they miss 30 minutes of a movie because they're like, oh,
number one, stop yelling.
Depends on the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depends on the movie, yeah.
Of course. You can go watch a bubblegum blockbuster popcorn flick where you can miss 40 minutes of the movie, come back, and you haven't missed anything because you're like, oh, it's a paint-by-numbers movie. We're good.
Right, if you miss 30 minutes of a Marvel movie, you got to go watch four movies behind you.
You're done. And you'll never find out where those 30
and minutes are. I mean, it's a genius move by Marvel because it forces everybody to have to watch their shows and movies just to keep up with the continuity. Yeah. But it's like that meme saying, you know, like a kid in... year 2087, trying to watch all the Marvel movies, gotta go back to number one. He's like 8,000 movies into it.
Like, it already is a deterrent because I can see myself like, oh, you have to spend 160 hours to catch up all of Marvel. I'm like, nah,
I'm okay. Good, man.
But okay. You don't have to. Like, you're thinking about it as a completionist. There's people that will only watch the ones they like.
But how do I know I like it if I don't watch it?
Because they might not be interested in it.
I didn't think I would like WandaVision as much as I did. I didn't think I, you know what? I thought I would like Falcon and Winter Soldier more than I did.
Right.
I get it. But if you decide to not watch a show and you can watch the movie, you're not going to be completely lost. I'm saying like, you don't have to, if you don't want to, if you're scared that you have to invest, you don't have to invest all the time.
Okay, hold on. So if you didn't watch Moon Knight and in the next Secret Wars movie, Moon Knight comes out and he plays a pivotal role in it, you're going to be lost. And who is this
guy? No, you'll be like, oh, some new guy popped out. Realistically.
I'm going to be like, why does Oscar Isaac have a bad Spanish accent? Right.
I mean, come on. In the grand scheme of things, you're watching the movie, he comes out for a minute, it doesn't matter.
But if he's integral to the story and you want to know what that character is, you got to go watch Moon Knight, the show.
Perfect example. No, we already had this. No Way Home. We already had this.
No Way Home.
Captain Marvel. If you didn't watch Ms. Marvel, you have no idea who this blonde woman was when Thor called his hammer. You're like, who is this woman? You really don't know. She just saved Tony and Nebula in space and brought them back. Yeah. You have no idea who she is if you didn't watch the movie.
No, but they talk about her in it.
What they talk about her when?
They mention there's a refresher on who she is and why she came to Earth in that movie. But since Tony doesn't know, they explain to you when they get back how she got there and why she's there. So you didn't have to watch. It gets explained in like 2 seconds. Just like in a comic book where you didn't read the other story, you get a little blurb of why they're there. It's good storytelling because you can't expect, you have to go in there expecting somebody didn't watch the other one. So you put in a little blurb of why they're there.
For example, the Hulk, when he's like, there's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man now, when he comes back from space. And it's true. You're like, who the hell's Ant-Man? Like, if I didn't watch the Ant-Man movie, you know?
Right.
I didn't know why Paul Rudd was gone and he didn't get, like, zapped into dust.
Right. If everybody's still following us to this point,
reach out to us. You're going to get a free t-shirt.
Yeah. Leave a comment because I think we're lost right now.
Now we suddenly get like a rush of DMs. Hey, send us a t-shirt.
Yeah. Be like, you can have one of my used
t-shirts. Listen, bottom line, yes, there's been a quality issue with the current phase in Marvel. I don't think anyone can deny that. There's been issues with films. And hopefully it gets rectified. Moving forward, now that we're going into phase 5.
In Bob Iger, we trust. In Kevin Feige, we trust. But it's not good for Disney when the next person in line has already been tapped and it's going to be the CFO. You never want a financial person at the helm.
No.
Because it's all going to be finance-based and it's all going to be like, does this provide an ROI? And that's in a creative environment, you can't really say that till after the fact.
It remains to be seen, man.
We'll no, see. We've already seen when it went.
She's being groomed. She's being groomed by Iger.
So was Kaepernick.
But she's the one that went and got Iger back.
Yeah, no. And Disney's going to suffer from the boomerang effect from the CEO and all that. And it's going to be like, are you Bob's team or are you Iger's team? You know, like
I think she'll be more molded by Iger more than Chapek was. And I think she'll follow the formula of creativeness instead of financials.
Hopefully, you hope, because there still is a financial responsibility to all of it.
Obviously, but the creativeness is what brings the finances in.
We'll see what Iger does undoing all of Chapek's stuff on the Disney parks, and then I'll agree with you.
Yeah. Again, time will tell.
Yeah.
Let's say, bottom line, for Marvel, it'll benefit them to focus on quality.
I say replace Kevin Feige.
But it benefits them, especially if Warner Brothers DC gets their act together
after they cancel the Flash.
They spend so much money, bro. Whatever it'll come out and then we'll just forget about it.
Receipts.
So listen, Elon Musk spent so much money on Twitter and he's like, I'm blowing up.
No, he was like, shit, this is too much work. By the way, it benefits Marvel to focus on quality, especially if DC gets their act together in the next few years. You might have some type of competition, which I believe would help Marvel. The fact that someone else is trying to get in on your game, you're going to up it. So start working on it now so you don't have to. You don't want to be catching up later when you're the one that was like innovating.
So I'll leave you guys with this deep thought.
Oh, God.
Disney owns Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fox owns Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean the Alien Queen is a Disney princess now?
Don't start that. She can't be because she's a queen, not a princess.
Is Bambi a boy or a girl?
Bambi's a boy.
I think Bambi's a boy.
No, not think it is. Bambi's a boy.
You sure?
Yeah. So's Thumper and so's Flower, the skunk.
Is a skunk?
Yeah.
The skunk, yeah.
So.
Okay, so I learned something new today.
There you go. Let us know in the comments. Until next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Magic City Podcast. Don't forget to listen to us on any of your favorite streaming platforms. Make sure to like and subscribe. Appease those algorithm gods, as Paul likes to say. And make sure to leave comments. Let us know if you like it, dislike it. If you think we're full of crap. If you like listening to us, just let us know.